Dari Ladari Shabbach Masach, every generation praises your handiwork. Ugvoreisecha Yigidrin, your mighty acts they relate. Of course, we note that we've gone from Godel Hashem and Mahul al Miyad to Gvura. Ugvoreisecha Yigidu. Like we say in the Pasuk, whenever we take out the Torah, Lashcha Hashem HaGdula VaHaGvura, it always goes in that order. What is Gvura? What is Hashem's might in this case? The Malvim and Tidim Kufmem, hey, our Perek. Explains Gvuroisecha Yagidu. Apart from that which we praise Hashem for acts of nature, things that are kavua, things that are fixed from Sheishis and Mebrashis, the order of the world, the way the world normally functions, we also read your Gvura, that which you do with might, so to speak, against the laws of Teva that you set up, against the laws of nature. When sometimes when it's time for the Jewish people to be victorious over their enemies. As the Rokeach says, the Gvura with which you maintain everyone, you hold everything together. That's something that we tell to our children and our grandchildren, generation after generation. It's not surprising. The Maral calls his sefer on Pesach Gvuros Hashem, because our job is to relate the Gvuros Hashem to the future generations. Mi yamal Gvuros Hashem yashmir kol tzil also. When a nation, when a generation experiences something special, they have to pass it on. Which is what the Al Sheikh says. The mighty things that people see in every generation. This is what people see. But more than that, it is the Gvura that people see that gets them to realize there's a Rabbi Nishalayim. Suddenly when we have to sit up and take notice, in any one of the generations, it is these mighty acts themselves that relate to the greatness of Hashem. Because if there wasn't a creator of the world, if there wasn't someone supervising, maintaining the world, if there wasn't a Rabbeinu Shleim, of course these laws of nature couldn't change. They'd just run as per normal. So it's really the acts of Gvura themselves that relate Hashem's greatness. It's one of the beautiful Chassidish idea from the Kamana Rabbah. Ugvurasekhe Agidu, who are the Gibayrim? The Gibayrim are Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael that come from Gvura de Kedusha. And we behave that way. Ezu Gibor HaKoyvesh HaSiyitzra. When Klal Yisrael, when we as Klal Yisrael go against our nature, our lower selves, when we're able to overcome our Yitzhara, when we're able to do things that human beings generally naturally can't do, when we get in touch with our higher selves, when we act with mysterious nefesh for that which is right and proper and good. Yagidu. It relates the greatness of Hashem. He takes in the Hasidish idea, Yagidun. Aguda is to join together. We join together as one. Hashem Echad, Shmai Echad, Klal Yisrael is one. When we behave in a mighty way, we join together with Hashem who is one. Hashem's Gvura, our Gvura. All of these things worth noticing, relating, passing on.